just turned 6:34. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. A new study finding that breastfeeding can influence a woman's weight later on in life, and that 6 months of breastfeeding can reduce the risk of obesity by as much as 30 years down the road. It's just one of the many beneficial factors that are now being discovered. To talk about just how important it is for both mother and child, I'm joined by Anna Marie Fellers, a certified breastfeeding educator. Her website, professionaldoula.com. Anna, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you.
So professionaldoula.com, very interesting name for a website. What does that mean exactly?
I am a certified doula, and doula is originally it's a Greek word that meant the number one slave in a household. And as a doula, I help women through the whole childbirth process.
I see. So you're involved not only in the breastfeeding aspects, but in the labor parts of it also.
Yes. I teach Lamaze classes, and then I attend the birth with the couple to help them through the whole process, and then provide child breastfeeding support afterwards.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the study first. The researchers were looking at nearly 750,000 participants. It was called the Million Women Study, looking at the health of women ages 50 to 64 in the UK. What are your thoughts? Why would breastfeeding impact a woman decades after she's done so?
The human body does not fully mature for a female until they've had a baby. And the breasts don't fully mature until a woman has been pregnant and gone through that whole cycle. It changes a woman's body dramatically to have a baby, and those benefits are lifelong. And in fact, when a baby breastfeeds, the first fat that is consumed off of a mother's body is her oldest fat. So it completely reshapes how she stores her fat.
So what does that say then if a woman decides not to have a child at all then?
Then she does not go through the hormonal changes that a woman having a child does and that breastfeeds. Her body just does not change the way a woman would that is breastfeeding a baby.
Now, in terms of the beneficial aspects of breastfeeding for a woman, I mean, if a woman has a baby and decides to maybe not breastfeed, are there any particular consequences to that?
There are actually huge consequences. Breastfeeding decreases a woman's risk of developing breast cancer. It also decreases her risk of developing a number of other diseases. And the main benefits are for the baby, and it has lifelong benefits for the baby as well. In fact, someone who was breastfed as a baby, even like as a 60-year-old man, they would have a lower chance of developing high cholesterol, heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, because the body does not develop to its fullest potential without breast milk. So there are huge advantages for the baby and also for the mother. And one of those advantages is to keep her body weight in check after pregnancy.
I'm talking to Anna Marie Fellers, a certified breastfeeding educator. Her website is professionaldoula.com. Now, Anna, I'm sure you saw that recent Time magazine cover that showed a woman breastfeeding her 3-year-old son.
Yes.
Drew a lot of strong reaction. What are your thoughts on the length of time a child should be breastfed?
Well, it doesn't really matter so much what my personal thoughts are. The physiologic norm for a primate to breastfeed is about 3 to 6 years. We are primates. So although socially people are aghast that a child would nurse that long, that is actually the physiologic norm and what we have evolved to do.
So you work with a lot of mothers. What usually leads a woman to decide to stop breastfeeding early or maybe decide not to do so at all?
Most of the time, it is lack of support and education, and breastfeeding can be difficult to get started. And women need a lot of support. They need education. It's, even though it's a very natural thing to do, it's not an instinctive thing to do. Women learn from other women. In fact, an ape who has never been around another breastfeeding ape will never pick up their baby and put it to their breast. It's a learned behavior. So women that have difficulty breastfeeding, it almost always is not a physiologic problem. It's a problem of she doesn't have the support and the education that she needs. Mm-hmm. So normally that's the initial hurdle. Beyond that, it can be very difficult to continue breastfeeding for a long period of time because so many women are in environments where it's difficult to breastfeed and pumping is not supported and, in fact, is even ridiculed. And that puts up a lot of obstacles for a woman.
Now, you mentioned the lifelong health benefits of being breastfed as a child. Is there no question that a formula that's now available is far inferior to breast milk?
It absolutely is. And what is so disturbing to me is all of these formula companies, now they say we have DHA and AHA added and all this stuff to help your brain to develop. Yes, they do have a synthetic form of that chemical added. However, there are no studies whatsoever that confirm that this synthetic form of this hormone does anything to help brain development. And in fact, it has showed so far that it does nothing. Mm. And the way that the DHA and AHA is extracted is from algae, and it's what they're actually extracting is a neurotoxin. It has never been researched by the FDA. It's just something that formula companies decided, hey, we're going to put it in our formula and market it strongly. Mm. And so mothers feel better about giving their babies formula because they think they're getting the same thing, but it's really just marketing, and there's no science behind it.
We only have a couple minutes left. I do want to shift the conversation slightly. You are a labor support specialist. What are your ideas and thoughts about alternatives to hospital births? We have options like birthing centers now. Are they somehow better?
Well, absolutely. In fact, the U.S. rates, I believe, number 38 now in the infant and maternal morbidity and mortality rates. It's safer to have a baby in Cuba than it is the U.S. The countries that are doing really well with their rates and their infant and maternal morbidity and mortality rates are decreasing constantly.
Well, tell me, though, what is it that's so dangerous about hospital births here in the U.S.?
It is the incredible amount of interventions, and it's very minor things like having a woman stay in bed the whole time. The baby has to rotate and descend to be born. If the mother is not upright and moving, she's not helping her baby to move. So then a lot of time the labor kind of stalls out and she ends up with a C-section. A C-section is major surgery. It poses huge risks for the mother and the baby. It is, in fact, safer for a baby to be born vaginally than via C-section because of the hormonal changes with the baby at birth, getting this mm-hmm. huge influx of adrenaline, and also the compression it goes through helps to clear its lungs out.
I want to ask you, just a minute or so left, but the issue of pain must be central when you deal with women that are ready to give birth. How do you deal with that? Are epidurals now just a fact of life and used in the majority of births?
Most women in the U.S. do have an epidural, and I am not totally against epidurals by any means. However, they're oftentimes used incorrectly, meaning women get them very early because they don't have support to get them a little further along. The sooner a woman gets an epidural, the more likely it is to slow down her labor, which means it's more likely that she has to have Pitocin, which increases labor again, which makes it more likely that the baby is going to become distressed because the Pitocin makes the uterus contract stronger than regular contractions.
Isn't the pain of childbirth so overwhelming that some kind of pain-killing mechanism needs to be in place?
It depends. Some women do have experience a tremendous amount of pain. If a woman is relaxed and out of the hospital environment, she usually copes with the pain much better. And I'm not saying all women should birth out of a hospital and no woman should get an epidural, but it usually does go much smoother if she's in a setting where she's comfortable and relaxed and the body's normal hormones can kick in and protect her the way they do every other birthing mammal.
Anna Marie Feller, she's a labor support specialist, also a certified breastfeeding educator. Her website, professionaldoula.com. Anna, thanks so much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Coming up next, I'm joined by the author of a book that says, hey, you know who's running the show in the U.S.? It's the gaming industry. We'll find out what he means next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.